Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That might be the best. That might be the best high school recruiting story I've heard of all time of a coach. I mean, because you know, you have the one coach that's down in Georgia that recruited the quarterback, and then he got in trouble, and then he was like, take, you know, that one guy. He started out in the MTV show of Hoover, then he's been everywhere, and he seems like he's kind of a bad dude. DP told us during the break of recruiting. Now, we know it all happens. It's going to happen, and it should happen, because if a kid, I'm a firm believer of this, if a kid wants to put himself in the best situation to try to go to college, he has to go where he can, because not everybody can afford to pay for these astronomical prices for college. But DP, bless the people with the, I don't know what type of house he, first of all, I don't even mind that he has the kids live with. What size of house do you have to have 14 kids living in your basement? Like, is that even, like...
And they say, it's either a heck of a house or, oh, that's a heck of a house.
Imagine that bathroom.
I don't want to.
They're like, you
14
better...
14 teenagers.
You, no, thank right. you.
Football players.
Right. You showering at the stadium. Don't come... That's where your shower is.
To understand, and this is 6A, so the highest level...
So which would be school. A here.
So A, class A, yeah. Right? So the coach, who's known, right? Had success at some other schools. Fairfax County public school system reports that the school's football program has been banned from postseason. And not from the county, but from the state. The state said, hey, you can't play in the playoffs. Fairfax County public schools has some issue to it, but because reports of some 14 players and or families all living in under one roof in one address, transferring in players, the conversations of recruiting within 100-mile radiuses of the school. Could
it
be, though,
is it 50 miles? What's the radius?
100 miles is what was actually said.
So, I'm saying what is legal?
Legal is within your neighborhood. So imagine you're at Lincoln High, and if you live in the zone that is predetermined for Lincoln High School, that's it. You're supposed to go to school at Lincoln High. And I've talked to some young people, and I know that some of that happens here. That, hey, I don't want to play at Lincoln. I want to play at Northeast. And so, you know, you go live with auntie or uncle. But in this particular case, they put them all on one roof. And when you talk about recruiting, as you said, in a perfect world, you play for who you want to play for.
Yeah.
But what also happens from equity and equality standpoints, that doesn't always work. Because right. if you're pulling kids from one zone, so let's say it's Lincoln High, and they're all going to North Star and balling out, taxing and representation and resources are based on where you live, not on where you're going to school. There's a difference between how the zoning happens. And then coaches, of course, and then a family. Like, wait a minute, if I live in Lincoln, in the Lincoln area, and there's 14 kids who came from another place to take my son's spot or my daughter's spot, I'd probably be a little salty over it. I'd probably be a little bitter over it, right?
I mean, that's, yeah. And that has happened in different schools around the state.
So the school systems around the country are really going to have to kind of make.
Well, it's got to be state by state, but also I'll say, you know what, my solution is you got to get some dudes in there that are really wanting to get down, really get competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have, say us three are coaches, say there's only three, say we're here in Lincoln, there's only three high schools, but they know I don't have necessarily have to go play for Austin because I know we got a good program here.
Mm-hmm.
Then the zoning and all that stuff, you ain't got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Then the main positions would probably move would be quarterback because only one can play.
And so the Texas is, you know, that Lincoln has open enrollment, so the money would go wherever the student goes. But yeah. You also get into the equity and otherwise.
You only get one
that,
transfer.
Right? Yeah. That if everybody's choosing to play for Coach Foreman, there's a reason there's something good that Coach Foreman is doing. So, you know, and as long as the parents are okay with it, then it's a thing.
Mm.
But to say that 14 people who have to go through compliance, like there's paperwork that has to be. In,
this dude says they just use that address.
Well, but here's the thing.
They ain't moved yet. They just use my address.
If they're using your address, you have to provide documentation that says that they are actually living at your address. And you're beholden to it because that is an allotment of federal and state and district money that you are saying should come to your house and to your people when it's not really coming to your house. It's going somewhere else.
Mm.
And it's taking from somewhere else. So it's all pretty interesting.
You got an interesting text here.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off. 4424 says it happens in Lincoln youth football also. It happens at every level of football.
Well, I mean, that's the conversation.
That's why I'd be recruiting.
Well,
hey, man, you like Big Macs?
come here.
I got you all the Big Macs you want.
Come here, Fred. No, it was.
I'd be running through them dudes down there. Hey. I'd have
Jay all Foreman the, football brought to you by McDonald's. Is not what I expected. But
oh,
what
you like? I'm with you. Oh, no. You know when you get the extra patch on the jersey, on the Little League jersey, right? You get, you know, Chipotle.
You know, I played for the Bills in Lincoln Flag football back in the day, Jay.
You did?
I did.
Did you win the championship or did you lose that championship?
I think we made it to the semis.
There you go.
You
like Sour Patch Kids? What do you like?
You're there, Reese's? What are we doing?
Yeah.
We get your own
care. I got you.
Look, you got your own NIL care package. Like little Buffy over there is going to get a whole basket.
Yeah, the recruiting is serious, though. I mean, in everything, whether it's club or not. I mean, like I said, in basketball, I mean, I had kids try to shake me down. I'm like, what you going to give me? A good basketball experience. I could try to get some like donations for you, but bro, you think I'm going to pay you to play for me? Like, but it happens. Like they'll go and they'll, you know, pay for guys and they just play for free.
Well, Hammond Bean says Omaha Scott has pulled people from all over the state for years.
Austin's shaking his head.
And Scott has done the smart thing of capping enrollment. So they stay at the very top of Class B enrollment, never creeping into Class A.
He said, hey, that conversation.
Sorry,
hey, listen here. That conversation has been had so frequently in the circles of Austin that you just. That's
like,
it.
He rolled that out so nicely. So nice.
Do we got any Scott Omaha Scott Catholic?
We can call Coach Renee Saunders.
No, we ain't gonna do that. She's home team. But, hey, you guys gonna defend yourself?
I don't.
Going once, going twice.
So
you're guilty.
This is what it comes down to. Like what?
You gotta do what you gotta do. It is. Oh, listen. If I'm coaching, I'm here to bust your head open.
Just don't care what it takes.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, I've been telling them dudes over there, Lincoln High. Hey. That's what I'm doing. Hey, listen.
Call Jay Foreman.
Nah, he'll get you straight. Because they don't listen.
He'll get you straight.
Listen. Do not.
800 Foreman.
Listen. You asked me to come over. I'm not playing.
Oh, they coming. They out.
No, Big Bang Hank. Oh,
come on out with it, Big Bang
Hank. They hit Nick and Pius.
Come on with it.
Is that why they went from B to A? Then they said, we like it back in B.
Oh, everyone likes it better in B.
No, he said.
Fewer schools.
His text says, Nick and Pius knows
all
about it.
That's what Pius did. They came when they had the Hoiberg.
They said, nope, we're good. Thank you.
Right when they had
see you later.
And they went back to B. Familiar territory. I'm just telling you.
We are weird.
But I'm just telling you, man. I know I talk junk about them, these Lincoln High School coaches. I like them all, right? They're not bad people. But I can tell you, if we in a defensive meeting, you ain't trying to win. You ain't, nah, bro. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. This is the honest to God truth. Walking around Lincoln, this is the honest to God truth. And this is a whole climate thing. Walking around Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Now, you can go to the Malone Center with the Malone Panthers. They do a great job. Mm-hmm. You got Tank and those guys. They're building their program. Mm-hmm. And some of it, and there is some overlap, right? And I get it, right? And then if you walk through North Star, like all the middle schools and all the schools right now, like, you shouldn't be the number. When they came out with the rankings for the playoffs, there'd be three or four Lincoln schools up in there. Period. It starts down off where Nick does a great job down there with Lincoln Youth Football hours down there.
Yep.
It starts down there. And then we're going to take it from there to the high schools and middle schools. And it's all year long.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I'm for the old heads, I'm old enough that we played Little League with our neighbors. Kids from our neighborhood.
Yeah, so yeah, carpool. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Like from our neighborhood. We played with our friends. We played with people we went to school with. We played with people that we came home to for high school, and busing changed it. So circa 1970, yeah. 1971, where I was taken out of my neighborhood and put in a going to school on the other side of the county. But I still played ball with my friends at home.
Right.
And it was weird. And it built some things. But I knew the people. My relationship, I'm still friends with everybody I played Little League with.
Sure.
Like that part gets missed, that the longevity and all that stuff, that you can let travel ball and all the other stuff, because you're taking your kids away from their friends.
Yeah.
Because not all friends are built the same.
Right.
But we figured out how to win together.
Yeah.
And that was way more important than me going to travel ball and winning with some strangers.
Right.
With some people that I only saw on the weekend. Right. It wasn't about.
Travel ball changed it because it based on where you're at. Like up in Minneapolis, you don't need to go play for clubs because got enough athletes and good players. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
So I could roll with my squad and do that and we'd be fine. Or when back then we only had two AAU teams in the whole state.
Right.
Like now they had, like up in Minnesota, they got their own AAU league throughout the whole state. You know what I mean? And primarily they got a few club teams, but then they have AAU with their high school teams because of the competition so good. I think around here, when it comes to club basketball, it's two things. You got some parents that are living their life vicariously through their kids, and they can go to work and say, my kid plays for this, and we beat a team by 30. Then you got some that are doing more with less. Then you got some that are building up from the ground up. And then, again, they're the other team that, like, they go accumulate all that, all the really good kind of young dogs where they're way ahead of everybody else because everybody's just kind of going from the backyard to playing organized, and they're beating the brakes off everybody. Then it starts to even out. And then you got some that are grandfathered into these certain teams, and there's politics there as well. You know what I mean? You know, like where they'll lowball or kind of like low talk kids that aren't in their program to coaches and stuff. And there's a whole bunch of things systematically going on. And now that probably happens all the time, but it's magnified when there's money involved and there's clubs involved.
Yeah, I mean, to identify one, what the community says is right.
The community can say something,
right?
But when that money's talking, they don't care.
But we've always said that in sports, in life, that money decisions versus what's good for the community decisions aren't always tied in the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Access and power and resource is the thing. But look, I can tell you, you know, my part of the county was a poor part of the county, of Arlington County, relative to for Arlington County.
Right.
You know, Fairfax County, Arlington County, two of the richest counties in the country. But we were from the poor side of that. And what happened was that these athletes from the poor area were beating the rich developed teams. And so what did they start to do? They start pulling players from the poor area and say, hey, listen, hey, mom.
Yeah.
You want Burger King after every practice? Like, we can send him home with some food.
Yeah.
And I remember those conversations. Like, I remember the conversations. My being recruited and having a coach tell my grandmother, hey, listen, I'll make sure he's delivered to your door. I will pick him up from your door. I will deliver him back to your door on time, on purpose. And then he made the mistake of saying, well, we'll feed him too. And you can't say that to a black grandmother because she was like, you ain't gonna feed him no better than I would. So right. Never mind.
Yeah.
But this is what we're talking about on the high school level, that people are finding the boundaries and then they're working within them. And then sometimes they're working beyond it. And Lincoln and the state of Nebraska really is going to have an interesting discussion this offseason.
Oh, here's a really good thing right here. And this is also very telling here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also I will say that there's a way around it because there's plenty of fields that could be available at the senior high schools. Not one Lincoln Junior High has a practice or has a football practice field. That means they can't play there either.
How is that possible?
Now it's landlocked and that's fine, right? But you could still play
those. But how is that?
They probably never thought Lincoln was going to get past 50,000 people.
See, this is what in Houston. So the woodland, but in the woodlands,
I mean, seriously, in the woodlands, your boy got a punky head on.
In the woodlands, they have elementary.
Oh yeah,
they have a league for elementary football in the school that you go to. So the program that I was in, we had from fourth grade on up, all the way up, and every school had their own.
Yeah.
And they built the space. They said, listen, there's farmland here. Don't tell me that you don't have the room and don't tell me that you don't have the resources. It makes perfect sense that this stuff should happen. And that, to me, if you took that statement and made it the priority for 2026, you would find people who would make sure that Lincoln kids had what everybody else has.
Yeah, football-wise. Yeah, for sure. And then every Omaha Public Junior High does it.
Oh, man.
But I still think there's a way around it even in the meantime, because it does take time to
get
codes and stuff passed and all that. All jokes aside, not 50,000, but I think
you wild though. That'd be wild for that.
Yeah. But I mean it's
that's
a thing.
Crazy.
But damn,
it's a thing.
Come on. How is that?
It's so many moving pieces because it starts at the youth level. It starts at the then you can't skip the You don't have middle school because that's down at the Lincoln Youth Football. But then I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to tell you this from experience. I hate that we're going long. And I tried to tell a local Lincoln basketball coach this. And he looked at me like I was stupid. I said, listen, bro, I coach these dudes. You get these dudes 6 days a week during the season, during the basketball season. You got two games in four practices. You get them 6 days a week. I barely get these dudes 6 hours. All right? Now, they're paying money to play for me. But they going to school to play for you. And I pointed at him just like Garrett Cole pointed at that dude to get that ball last night. And he looked at me. He's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't know why this is that they should be playing harder for me because their parents are playing, but they're here because they got to deal with their peers. So you have to understand, your first impression on these kids coming from a competitive nature in club basketball with a competitive coach and everything that they've gotten, they've had to earn, you better be on point. Because they will sniff out some BS right from the get-go. And he looked at me like he's still looking. Now, granted, you can have a couple little run, you know, year run and all that. But, dude, you better get out here and beat the pavement. Don't walk around here with your hat down like you somebody, man. Like, dude, I'll pop that hat up and get your butt out here and watch these kids. And you better be with these kids from the starting to the start to the finish. Because these kids want to play for you. And they spend a lot more time with you.
That was the whole point of the Woodlands, was that we got them. We saw them every day early. We knew their families. We knew the older brothers. We knew the older sisters. We knew whatever it was. We knew everything about them. And it helped us build them and develop them. That's where the success came from. And these weren't even the best athletes. It's that thing I was telling you about. We went down to, like, these were kids. They had to be the 50th smartest boys just to get into school.
Right.
That age. Right? So we weren't getting the best athletes.
Right.
We got the best students and people with $35,000 a year in tuition money.
Right.
But my thing was, I can coach a smart kid. I can get a smart kid to play football, baseball, basketball. Right. That wasn't the issue.
Right.
So they didn't have to go to the big high school. They didn't have to go and move down to Katy and Allen. They didn't have to do that because they were going to get coached. But we connected with them early.
You always tell, like, you know, like a coach, and I've had this in the club, like, you know, hey, they call you like, hey, coach, I'm gonna go play for so and so. I'm like, cool, man, good luck, man. I'll see you out there. You know, play good. You know, every time I see him, I'll watch him and still got a relationship with him, still text him and stuff like that. You got some coaches in Lincoln that want you don't go to their high school to act like they can't talk to you, bro. Listen, you ain't even that serious about coaching basketball. It ain't even in your DNA. Like, that let me know you really weren't interested in coaching these kids. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what that needs to change, and that's on whoever's making those decisions. But that first impression is huge. And the reason why it's so huge, and I'll say this, and I know we went long, it's so huge because the connection from high school coaches to most club coaches isn't there. Now, it's probably gotten better. I start to see more high school coaches getting involved in the summer program, but it's mainly they trying to cherry pick on who they're trying to get to their high school.
But if you're
involved in it, then therefore the first impression isn't as big because the first impression has been done 2 or 3 years ago in the previous 2 or 3 years. They already know who the hell you are. Now you're showing up in there and you got some, you know, I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna take a break.
Yeah, we'll have a great text, 4424.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah, Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.